Thank you.
We're gonna have a good time. Good time. Bye and bye. Oh, Halloween. We reach that city.
Good afternoon, Deacon Henry. This is Sister Wanda.
Good afternoon, Sister Wanda. Welcome to Charles Worship Hall.
Good afternoon, Brother Nelson. Thank
That's okay.
you.
You're welcome.
Brown.
Good afternoon, Sister Brown. Good afternoon, Sister Gail. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call, you ladies.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Afternoon. It's Trustee Diane Waters.
Good afternoon, Trustee Waters. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you, Deacon Nelson.
I don't care what you do, tell them there's no God like my God. I dare you to brag on him for a moment. Has he done anything for anybody in the house? Has he made a way for anybody in the house tonight? Come on, fellowship, I need you like this. Come on.
Good afternoon, Deacon. It's Milton Nelson calling.
Afternoon.
Thank you all as well.
Amen.
Come on, let me hear you say it. You got it. Come on, say it. the fields are awash in the world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Everybody say,
good morning, Deacon Bill Adams.
Brother Josiah.
Morning, my brothers. Welcome to the Shallows Worship Call.
Thank you.
Y'all ready to give praise? Come on, huh? Everybody just hide your head. Come. I tell you, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you might have to scoot over some. Because I'm talking about my Savior. Has he made a way for anybody in the house? I want you to sing with everything you got. There's no God like
you.
Come on, say. Come on, say.
Everyone.
Good afternoon, Dr. Richards. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Good afternoon. This is Trustee Paul Porter.
Good afternoon, Trustee Porter. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you, Deacon Nelson.
Yeah. Let's do it like we're doing at the ship. Come on, clap your hands. Clap them like the love cheek. Clap them like the love cheek. God been good to you. Come on, clap your hands. God been good to you. Come on, clap your hands. Will he make a way where there's no way? Has he opened doors for you? Come on, clap your hands. Now, come on, I want you to say it.
Good afternoon, this is Natasha.
Come on,
good afternoon, Sister Natasha. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Good afternoon, this is Hope McLeod.
Good afternoon, Trustee McLeod. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you.
You've been so good to me. You make a way where there is no way. You open a door where there is no door. There's no God like. There's no God like. There's no God like.
You might as well move. Don't be
scared. Oh, it's a long bit good to you.
No, my nice sir. I'm sure we. You might play.
Thank you.
Cindy Screen.
Afternoon, Cindy Green. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call. Afternoon, Deacon Jones. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Sister Brown. Good afternoon, Brothers Fate. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you.
Alice Lawson.
Good afternoon, Sister Lawson. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Deacon Henry.
Good afternoon, Sister Burton. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Good afternoon, Deacon. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Take care. God bless.
Thank
good
you.
Good afternoon, Trustee Brenda Lewis. What's up?
Afternoon, Trustee Lewis. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call. Sister, welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, it's Nancy Claiborne.
Good afternoon, Sister Claiborne. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call.
Oh, thank you.
Good afternoon, Deacon Harrison here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Deacon Harrison. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call. Afternoon, Deacon Boldness. Welcome to Shallow's Worship Call. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. We've come today to praise you, Lord, and give you all the glory. Let everything that have breath, I say, let everything that have breath shout hallelujah to the Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't want any rock crying out for me. Hallelujah for the Lord. This service is called to order, and now I call on Trustee Don Winslow to bring us our scripture for today. Trustee Winslow.
Good morning, church. Today I'll be reading from Psalms 1 from the King James Bible. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is written for the word of the people. Amen.
Amen. And may these words find an abiding place in our hearts. Thank you, Brother Winslow. Now, church, it's time for us to enter worship this morning. We know we now have a moment of praise and worship led by Sister Natasha Groom. And worship brings us into the presence of God. So join in and give God your praises. Sister Groom?
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Come on, sing. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is worthy, worthy. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. One more time. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. My God is good. My God is good. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is worthy. For no other name above the name is worthy of our praise. So praise the Lord, church, and let the church say amen. Thank you, Sister Groom, for leading us in that moment of praise and worship. We have worshiped and praised his name. Now it's time for us to bring to him our burdens and to leave them there. It is prayer time, church, and at this time I call on his servant, Deacon Bill Adams, to lead us to the throne of grace. Deacon Adams? Deacon Adams, you still there with us?
I'll do prayer, Deacon.
Good morning, church. Let us pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, dear Heavenly Father, just thanking you and praising your name and allowing us the opportunity of being with you another Sunday, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to bless those that wanted to come on this morning that couldn't come on this morning. Be with them, guide them, and keep them, dear Heavenly Father. And then, dear Lord, we just want to go into the Shiloh family and just thank you for all those that are present under our voice this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, guide them, and keep them, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just want to thank you for, want you to thank and bless those that are that are sick and bereaved, dear Heavenly Father. We ask for your blessings upon those that are sick, dear Heavenly Father. Put your loving arms around them, guide them, and bless them, and keep them, dear Heavenly Father. And those that are going through a troubled period right now, dear Heavenly Father, of bereavement, dear Heavenly Father, and loved ones have gone on, dear Heavenly Father, let them know that earth has no fury, knows no fury than that's in heaven, that heaven cannot heal. Dear Heavenly Father, continue to go with us and bless us. Lord, we want you to look upon the Shiloh Church, dear Heavenly Father, and be with us as we prepare to open up, dear Heavenly Father. Be with the members that are leading this transition, dear Heavenly Father, in order for us to get back into the church. Be with us, guide us, and let us be on one accord with love, peace, and harmony, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we want you to just continue your blessings that you have bestowed upon us, dear Heavenly Father. Go with all those, dear Heavenly Father, that we know that are in the hospitals and in the homes, dear Heavenly Father. Touch them, dear Heavenly Father, and let them know that we're with them, dear Heavenly Father, and that we'll continue to bless them in all that they need. So, dear Heavenly Father, in these and many other blessings, we'll continue to ask in your precious name. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me. Thank you, Lord, it brought me through. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the church say thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Deacon Adams, and thank you, Sister Natasha, for that moment of prayer and praise and worship. For we have been brought through by the grace of our Lord. Let the church say amen and say amen again. Church, we will now take a few minutes to hear some remarks and announcements from our chairperson of Deacon Ministry, Dr. Cynthia Richards, followed by our chairperson of Trustee Ministry, Trustee Paul Porter. I ask at this time that you tune your minds to hear what they have to say. And we call on Dr. Richards to give us a few remarks and announcements. Dr. Richards?
Yes. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. The scripture says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And this morning, we want to thank Deacon David Nelson for deputizing for Deacon Margaret Henry. Some of you may know Deacon Margaret Henry had surgery this week, and she is recuperating, and I ask that you keep her in your prayers, that God will restore her and send her back to us as soon as possible. So we bless Deacon Margaret this morning in the name of Jesus. This morning, we want to thank those who participated in our devotions. Trustee Don Winslow for scripture and Deacon William Adams for prayer. Likewise, we want to thank our music team our worship and music group, Sister Natasha Groom, and Brother Josiah Spellman for our beautiful worship music. And we reflect Matthew 16 and 24. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus spoke those words to his disciples. And church, that charge is also for us today. We too are asked at times to leave family and friends and a comfortable lifestyle behind us and go forward with the Lord on the lonely, difficult road to follow him. But through it all, and just remember, church, through it all, he comforts us with his promise that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And for that, we give thanks. We give thanks to the Lord. On to our announcements. We regret to announce that Sister Estelle Lawson passed away last week. Her homegoing will be on September 2nd, and for more detailed information, please check with the church or continue to look on our website, and that information will be forthcoming. Next, as is our practice, church, we do distribute school supplies at this time to all the children of our church. We are therefore asking members to donate backpacks and school supplies, pencils, paper, and that sort for our children. These items can be brought to the church this Wednesday, beginning this Wednesday, and we will distribute them on the first Sunday in September. Also, please note that our beloved sister, Sister Brenda McLean, has relocated to Florida. She has left last week. So we ask that you keep Sister McLean in your prayers. Sister McLean was a dedicated servant who actively served in our church. She served as chair person of the outreach committee for many years. She was also the coordinator of the breast cancer walk and the coordinator of the angel tree drive that we did at Christmas time. So we will miss this dedicated and committed woman of God, but we do pray that Sister McLean will be blessed in her new surroundings and that God will comfort her and be with her as she settles in a new environment. Amen. And on to our community announcements. We ask that individuals consult the church's website where we have posted announcements from the county legislator, Damon Mayor's office. Please remember, primary day is Tuesday, August 23. And also remember that today is the last day for early voting. And we also want to remind everyone that there is no food truck distribution for this month of August. Likewise, the Women's Ministry will not be meeting this month. We will return to normalcy in September. We ask that you pray for all our sick and shut-in members. Please remember Reverend Dr. Woodson in your prayers and all our sick people. We ask that you lift up the grieving families. We ask you remember Sister Alice Lawson and her family as they grieve the loss of their dear sister, Esther Lawson. And on to our weekly activities. We have adult Sunday school, which continues on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. There is life application class with Reverend Barbara Watkins at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. We have men's Bible study Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on a biweekly basis. And then morning prayer continues Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. And evening prayer continues Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. So please bear that in mind. And, church, I know everyone will be quite pleased at this announcement. We are working towards returning to worshiping in the sanctuary in September. Further information will be given out or sent out to the church itself. And we come to the preaching moment. The preacher today is Elder Elaine Rochford of the New Life Cathedral in Brooklyn, New York. She is a dedicated woman of God, a dynamic preacher, and she rightly divides the word of God, the word of truth. We are very grateful to Elder Rochford that she answered the Macedonia call and came over to help us here at Shiloh. We do not take it for granted. We thank her very much. And we pray God's blessings upon her and her ministry as she continues in the field of service in the name of Jesus. We bless her. And now we will hear from Trustee Paul Porter, followed by Deacon David Nelson. Thank you. Trustee Paul.
Thank you, Deacon Dr. Richards, and good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family, friends, visitors. It's given time, and in Malachi 3:10, it tells us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that thou shalt not be room enough to receive it. So we give through Givelify, Easy Tithe, and the envelope system. Givelify, you need to have the app downloaded to your smartphone or tablet. And Easy Tithe, you would go to the church's website at sensationalshiloh.com, click on the donate button, and give through those two online platforms. The envelope system, of course, you can either bring them to the church and drop them in the mailbox near the red doors, or mail them to the church at 185 Lincoln Avenue, New Rochelle, 10801. Today, starting at 2 p.m., Trustee Hope McLeod and I will be there to accept any donations, tithes, and offerings that you may want to drop off today. So I thank you all for your continued support, and I pray that we all have a blessed day, blessed service, and a blessed week upcoming. God bless you. Deacon Nelson.
Thank you, Trustee Porter. Just to add to Dr. Richards' announcement about Sister McLean, she was also a strong encourager and supporter of our new members' ministry. She worked with many new members as they joined in the Shiloh and encouraged them as they went along their first journey here at Shiloh. So we wish her well in that light. And I have a brief word from our Pastoral Search Committee. We would like to thank every member of Shiloh that submitted the Pastoral Search Survey. We are analyzing responses and will be providing the church a summary of the results in the future. We ask that you continue to pray for Shiloh Church and the individual search committee members as we continue to search for our next pastor. Additionally, we ask that you pray for God's chosen servant who will serve as our next under-shepherd here at Shiloh. And let the church say amen as we continue on this journey. And we thank you all for listening to these important announcements from Deacon Richards and Trustee Porter. Thank you, Brother Porter. I'm sorry, folks. I was on mute. I gave a whole introduction and thank you. Brother Porter, we thank you for those announcements. At this time, I'd like to add to what Dr. Richards had given to us about Sister McLean. Sister McLean was also a member of our New Disciples Ministry as an encourager, and she encouraged many of our new members as they joined the Shallow family and they started the journey here with Shallow. So we wish her very much success and happiness in her new transition in life. And a brief word from our Pastoral Search Committee. We'd like to thank every member of Shallow that submitted the Pastoral Search Survey. We are analyzing the responses and will be providing the church a summary of the results in the future. We ask that you continue to pray for Shallow Church and the individual search committee members as we continue to search for our next pastor. Additionally, we ask that you pray for God's chosen servant who will serve as our next under-shepherd here at Shallow. And we ask that you continue to keep us all in prayer. Amen and amen. So thank you, Brother Trustee Porter and Deacon Richards, for those important announcements and updates. And we trust that everyone will govern themselves accordingly. It is now time, church, for us to hear what the Lord has given us, our preacher for today, Elder Melaine Rochford. Following the sermonic selection from Brother Josiah Spellman, the next voice you will hear will be that of our sister and friend, Elder Melaine Rochford, of New Life Cathedral of Brooklyn, New York. Hear ye her as she rightly divines the word of truth. Let the church say amen as she comes to give us the word. Brother Spellman, we now hear from you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, thank you God, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace has always been my song of praise. For it was grace that bore my liberty. Oh, yeah. I do not know why he came to love me so. But he looked beyond every one of my faults and gave me what I need. Amazing grace. Amazing grace has always been my song of praise. For it was your grace that bore my liberty. I do not know. I don't know why he came to me. He stole, but he looked beyond every one of my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eye to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. For grace that calmed my falling soul, he looked beyond my faults and saw my need. Yeah, I shall forever lift mine eye to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus stretched out and died for you and for me. So Mother, was your grace that calmed my falling soul. He looks beyond my faults. He looked beyond every one of my faults. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for all that you have done for us, even this very week. I am so grateful, Shiloh, to be with you once again another month to share the word of God. And we give God praise for all of you that are on the line today. And we're also grateful for Deacon Nelson stepping in. Thank you so much. To all the elders and ministers and deacons who are on the line, we thank God for you and all the leadership and those of you who are helping with this pastoral search. You are certainly in my prayers as you look for your next under-shepherd. I believe that God is going to grant you favor as you go about this search. And so we are always careful to remember and to honor the legacy of the late Dr. Hintz, who was my friend and my brother, and I'm grateful to have passed his way during his time here and to have built this relationship with you all. And so we're going to the Word of God as found in 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're going to go to begin at verse 6. Verse 6 through verse 11. Here begins the reading of God's holy and eternal word. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the glory, power forever. Amen. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. So far, the scripture. I want to present the thought to you today, Shiloh. There will be glory after this. There will be glory after this. One of the things that I love about the book of 1 Peter, the first epistle of Peter, which many scholars believe was written not actually by Peter, but by someone in his name. This book was written to churches in Asia Minor who were undergoing much suffering and persecution, who were being misunderstood and experiencing a great deal of social tension and suffering. And this is because they were Gentiles who were at one point very at home in the Greco-Roman Hellenized culture, but many had converted to Christianity, which was by many despised and considered a foreign religion. And sometimes those who had given their lives to Christ in a culture like this experience sometimes tension and negative responses from their own families, friends, and associates. And one of the reasons for this is because the Greco-Roman culture was very hierarchical. And so anytime there was a new or foreign religion that would challenge hierarchical relationships, particularly as it pertained to women and slaves, and would cause people to, quote-unquote, misbehave or step out of their hierarchical position, so those that were considered to be on the bottom, if you were beginning to empower them where they would be insubordinate, there was great tension about that religion or that faith or that tradition. And so the Christians at that time in Asia Minor were being slandered, were being talked about, and were experiencing a great deal of confusion and misunderstanding from their neighbors and former friends. However, this letter was a letter of encouragement to challenge the believers at that time not to go out of their way to condemn anyone or be offensive to anyone, but to allow their Christian values and their core values to resonate with those around them, that the Christians were to remain faithful to their conviction no matter what, that even if they felt that they had to endure suffering that they did not deserve, that they were to stand strong in their faith, and that by doing that, they would be an example, a Christian example, because they would come to understand that Christ also, as we all know, suffered unjustly at the hands of some of his own people who did not understand what he came to do and that he had to fulfill the mission of the Father. And I want to challenge those of you who are on the line today who may feel like you're suffering, who may feel like you're misunderstood, who may feel like your devotion and your loyalty to God and to the things of God has caused people to sometime isolate you, caused people to sometime not want to be your friend anymore or not want to be associated with you in the same way anymore. Maybe there's some things you've changed about your behavior. There's some things you've changed about your conduct. Maybe there's some views of yours that have changed since the Lord has made a great change in your life, and not everyone understands it and not everyone will understand it. But I want to commend you and encourage you today to stay the course that God has set you on, because it's a great course. And the scripture admonished us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he would exalt you, and that you have the free course to cast all of your burdens, all of your anxieties, all the things you're walking through and you're going through onto the Lord, because he cares for you. And sometimes when we're going through things and we're facing trouble or we're facing enemies or different situations, we may feel like the Lord doesn't care. We may feel or be tempted to feel like we're walking through things alone. But I want you to understand that you have a high priest that can empathize and sympathize with everything that you're going through. And not only that, but understand that the love of God never wavers for you, never changes for you, and that you are on the heart and the mind of God on a daily basis. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone, even in your suffering. Now, this is not a message that glorifies suffering, because sometimes we may glory in our suffering. This is not that kind of message. But this is a message that just simply acknowledges that we all will suffer. We all will have to endure trials and tribulations. We all will have to endure afflictions. For even the psalmist reminds us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Not some of them, not half of them, not 75%, not even 99.9%, but all 100% deliverance out of every affliction. And the deliverance doesn't always come in the way we expect, but we do know that it's coming. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful that we serve a God that won't leave us to ourselves. But every time we have been afflicted or had to suffer, he's been a comforter. He's been a counselor. He's been right there to walk with us and walk through these things
And I want to encourage you particularly from verse 10. After you have suffered for a while. When I began to study the word for a while, it actually meant a short time. Sometimes when we think of a while, we think of a long time, a long time. But that word actually means a short time, and not just a shortness of time, but a small degree of intensity, that God will not allow the burden to overwhelm or overtake you and he not be there to deliver you. And so, saints of God, I want to admonish you that after you have suffered, what does it mean to be to suffer, to be affected in some way, to have undergone an experience where maybe you were sad or you were in some kind of struggle, in some type of plight. Maybe you went through a sickness in your body. Maybe you went through a divorce or a separation. Maybe you went through a foreclosure, or maybe you had to be evicted, or maybe something happened where you suffered. Maybe someone refused to walk alongside you anymore because they just didn't understand your devotion to the things of God, even in a pandemic. Why are you so devoted? Why are you so committed? Why are you always reading your Bible? Why are you always singing these worship songs? Why? I don't know what the source of the or the site of the suffering has been, but the scripture is clear that the God of all grace, and we're so grateful for his grace, who has called you to his eternal glory, meaning it's not just a glory for this life, but for the life to come, his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered and endured and persevered for a little time compared to the eternal glory that's coming, he will, what will he do? Perfect you. Mend what has been broken, what has been ripped. Mend what needs to be repaired, to put in order and arrange everything in your life that has been out of order, and even the things in your character that have been out of order, because none of us are perfect. None of us do 100% right all the time. I'm grateful we serve a God that is perfect, and I'm grateful we serve a God that is so perfect that he looked beyond our flaws and our faults and saw our need to be perfected and to have the things in our lives be perfected. The psalmist says that the Lord will perfect that concerns me. Everything that's concerning you, even right now, whether it be your children or family members or coworkers or that loved one that's sick and shut in or that person that's grieving, he will perfect the things that concern us. And not only will he perfect those things, but will establish us. This is the promise of the scripture. He will establish us, which means to render us constant, to confirm even in our mind. Some of us, our mind goes each and every direction. We go through things, and it can challenge our mentality. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we may be low-key depressed. It's okay to talk about it and admit it and be honest about it. But the Lord says, I will strengthen and fix you and make you firm in your mind and in your spirit. So that as you have to flee not only the temptations of the world and of this life and of the enemy, you will have the strength in your mind and in your spirit to do it. For the scripture said the enemy roars around seeking whom he may devour. But I come to tell you, Shiloh, we will not be devoured and we will not be defeated because God is establishing us and strengthening us. That's the third thing he said he would do, that he would strengthen us, make us vigorous, make us powerful, make us strong in spiritual knowledge and power. So not strong in the things according to our flesh, because sometimes when we're suffering, we may have a fleshly approach to stop the suffering. But I dare you to lean on the wisdom of the Spirit of God. You don't have to cuss nobody out. You don't have to tell anybody off. You don't have to respond to everything that people are saying about you or trying to do to you in the flesh. But ask God to give you spiritual knowledge and power on how to navigate the situation. Yes, someone may be irking your nerves. Someone may be trying to tear down everything you worked so hard to build up. But ask God to deal with them. Ask God to do what he needs to do for them. And you keep your hands clean and keep your words clean. Allow the Lord to make you vigorous in spirit. And then finally, the word promised that he would settle or establish us. To settle means to lay a foundation and to make us stable. Anytime you want to build something, let's talk construction for a minute. If your home was being built, or let's say a skyscraper was being built, the developer and the construction company first has to lay a foundation for whatever it is they're planning to erect. You cannot build up until you first go down. You have to lay a foundation for anything that you desire to be strong and to be sturdy. And I come to tell you today, Shiloh, that when God sent his only son, Jesus the Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and to resurrect with all power, that was laying the foundation for our salvation and for our lives. That anything we go through, we can always look to the cross and look to the empty tomb to gain strength and to gain power over death, over destruction, over depression, and over everything that has come our way. Because if Jesus could endure suffering that he didn't deserve, if he could go to the cross, go to the grave, come out of the tomb with all power in his hands, that same resurrection power has been granted to you as a follower of Jesus Christ. And so God laid the foundation that we now stand on and can build on to establish what he wants to do in your life and in my life and in the lives of believers all around the world. And so the foundation has been laid, and it is a sure and a solid foundation. And if you build your life on the rock that is Jesus Christ, you are sure to be settled and established in all of your goings. So yes, God is not oblivious to your suffering. He is not oblivious to the sickness. He is not oblivious to the trial or the tribulation that you have had to endure. He is not oblivious to the enemy that has tried to tempt you or those that have talked about you. He knows and understands it all. But this is his promise, that the God of all grace who has called you, yes, he has called you and separated you out from this world to his eternal glory in Christ, yes, he will support you, he will strengthen you, he will establish you, and he will make you perfect. And so I want to encourage you to understand, those of you who may be feeling weary today, you may be feeling a little discontented, maybe life has gone in a direction that you did not expect. Maybe you have had to endure some persecution that you did not deserve, even when you tried to do the right thing, even when you tried to say the right thing, even when you tried to be a supporter, you still ended up misunderstood, and you still ended up being rejected, but you did the right thing anyway. I want to talk to those who want to do the right thing in spite of what it feels like, in spite of how painful it may be. Those who may be hurting, who know you did all that you could do, but you still ended up having to endure some suffering. Please know that God sees and understands, and God rewards. You are not abandoned. You are not forsaken. But there is a level of glory that is coming after this, where you shall be made perfect, supported, strengthened, and established. Not forsaken, not abandoned, not rejected, not put to the side. But God has great things for you. Those that were in Asia Minor at the time of this writing, they endured many afflictions, many persecutions. Some may have even been martyred for their faith. That's how serious it was to be a believer in Christ. And though none of us maybe have had to endure being martyred, such as having your head cut off or having to go to fight with an animal like a lion or that sort of thing for the entertainment of others because you would not waver in your faith. We may not have had to endure that extremity of things, but there are some things that we have had to endure. And if I be honest with you, Shiloh, there are some things we're going to continue to endure until our change comes. But I want to say to you today that the change is on the way, and there will be glory after this. I don't know what your this is, but all of us have a this. this and that. Whatever it may be, I can't speak to yours and you can't speak to mine, but what I can do is give you the word of the Lord that after this thing, glory is coming. And with glory comes power, comes victory, comes honor, comes excellence, and comes all the things that we work so hard for. But in this instance, it's not going to be about how hard you work. This is the promise of God. He said to humble yourself so that he would exalt you in due time. The exaltation and the glory that's coming to you is coming to you through your ability to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. No matter how hard it may be, endure, persevere, and keep pressing because glory is coming to you, to your family, to your house, and to your church. And I believe that with my whole heart, that Shiloh, you haven't seen your best days yet. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Keep your hand to the gospel plow. Don't slack now. Get on the call every chance you get. Get on the pre-recording every chance you get. Don't allow this time outside of the building to cause you to be slack in your relationship with God and in your commitment to the things of God. For he shall exalt you. And I'm telling you, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. God is not through blessing you. Hold fast to your faith, hold fast to the Lord Jesus Christ, and hold fast to one another, because you're going up from here. And that is the word of the Lord for today. There will be glory after this. Be encouraged. I want to pray for those of you who are on the line who may say, maybe I've heard that before. I've been through some hard things and some deep things, some painful things I've had to endure over my years. Or maybe I'm facing something for the first time even now. I want to lift you in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to worship on the line. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that your word is sharper than even a two-edged sword. We thank you for the strength of your word in our lives. I pray for Sensational Shiloh Baptist Church, God, that you would not only direct them, but that you would strengthen them, establish them, make them perfect. Support them in every area, wherever there may be a void, wherever there may be a challenge, wherever there may be an emptiness or something that needs to be secured. Secure this congregation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Secure all of the leadership, oh God. Secure all of the membership and those that are disciples of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that they have been committed. They have been constant. They have been faithful, just like those in the text, oh God, that were written to. I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen them, strengthen their family, strengthen their finances, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you that every need is already been supplied, for you are Jehovah Jireh. You see to the need before we even know there is a need, not just corporately, but individually. I pray for every need that is on the line right now, Lord, that you would strengthen, that you would send, whether it's resources, human resources, financial resources, whatever the need may be, strengthen. I pray for everyone that has been weary, Lord, new strength, new joy, new peace, new understanding, new wisdom for the days ahead, oh God. Move them forward in faith and in victory. Move them forward in power and authority, to be an authority and a power right in the community that you have called them to. Thank you that they haven't seen their best days yet. There's greater glory and greater honor and greater excellence coming to everyone. And even the young people, we lift them up before you right now, oh God. Strengthen even the youth. Strengthen the seniors, oh God. We lift up everyone that is sick and shut in right now, and we ask that you would have your way in them. Thank you for greater glory, greater strength, and that things get greater later. For you never do the best up front, but the best is always yet to come. Thank you for pouring new wine into these vessels even today. Thank you that the past is over and we're moving forward in faith and victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you're on the line and you would like to be a part of and learn more about how you can join and partner with Sensational Shiloh Baptist Church, I would like for you to please call the church office or log on to the church website, and there will be a staff member to receive you and give you further instructions. Sensational Shiloh, I love you. I honor you for the work that you have done, lo, these many years, and I believe that the best is yet to come. Thank you.
Let the church say amen. Hold fast to your faith. For as Elder Mullane just said, there will be glory after this. No matter what we're going through, hold on just a little while longer. For the glory will be, there will be glory after this. For as the song says, everything will be all right. Thank you, Elder Mullane, for that powerful message. And we ask that God continue to bless and keep you as you go through your days ahead. At this time, we ask for Elder Mullane to come back and give us our benediction. And just remember, there will be glory after this.
Lord, we look to you at this time and we say thank you for the opportunity to be on the line today. Thank you for such a wonderful worship experience and for everyone that had anything to do with this experience. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to keep us this week. Help us to live ever mindful of all that you've done for us and all that you're continuing to do for us. Protect us. Cover us, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or danger, no monkeypox, no polio, no COVID, no sickness or disease come nigh our dwelling. But keep us healthy. Lord, I pray, O God, that those who may be walking through sickness in their body, you are already our healer. Thank you for healing and touching. Even when the doctors don't know what to do, thank you, Lord. We speak healing, we speak life, and we speak strength to this congregation. And we thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you. I know I'm not much. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I feel, Lord, so unworthy. I'll never be very much. I'll never be very much. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until the hands of Jesus come. And reach out and touch me. You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I looked down at my feet.
Looked at my feet.
And baby, too.
Baby, too.
Here's what I got.
I've been praying.
I'm filled with sin.
Filled with sin.
Touch me.
And just a few days ago,
just a few days ago,
touch me.
I was lost in despair.
Lord, touch.
I needed a touch
please
of the Lord.
Touch me.
I looked all around me.
I looked all around me, all around me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Touch me.
But no hope for me.
No hope for me.
Could be found.
Could be found.
And here's what I got. I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying. I've been praying. I'm praying. I'm praying. I've been praying if I have. Oh,
I need a touch.
Baby, baby, baby.